Going to be fascinating to see what happens. Well, the Institute of Medicine announced this morning that it's recommending that research on three-parent embryos be allowed in the United States. The Institute is part of the National Academies of Sciences, Engineering, and Medicine. Three-parent embryos are created with an in vitro fertilization procedure to help some parents have healthy children who are genetically related to them. As part of our weekly partnership with the new National Health and Medicine publication, STAT, we are joined now by Ike Sweatlitz, a reporter and researcher at STAT. Ike, welcome.
Thank you for having me.
And when we say three-parent embryos, is that a fair description of what this is?
Some people would say no, and they would say that because you have biological material from three different people. That's true. But you really only have two sets of chromosomes still, one from the DNA from the female egg and one from the DNA from the male sperm. And it's true that you have genetic material from these mitochondria. But as the report discusses, the genetic material from the mitochondria plays a very different role from the genetic material from the nucleus, and it's not really playing an equal role as sort of three-parent baby or three-parent embryo might imply.
Well, tell us how the procedure works.
Okay, so you take an egg cell from a female that has unhealthy mitochondria. You take the nuclear DNA, the chromosomes, out of that cell, and you put those into a different egg cell that has healthy mitochondria in it. Then you fertilize that new egg cell that has the healthy mitochondria and the DNA from the original mother with the sperm in IVF, and then implant it into the mother who will carry the baby to term.
And just for people who have been out of biology class for a while, mitochondria means?
So mitochondria, they're parts of most of your cells that produce the energy that your body needs.
Okay, so who would be a candidate for this type of procedure?
At this point, the Institute of Medicine recommended that the only candidates be women who have a strong chance of passing mitochondrial diseases on to their children and who, of course, who want to undergo it.
Mitochondrial diseases like what?
So a lot of them are not very well known. They're very rare diseases. One that we discussed in our story is called Lee syndrome. It has a number of neurological effects, biological effects. Since mitochondria produce energy for your body, if there's something wrong with that energy production system, a whole lot of bad things happen. Most people who get a lot of these diseases die either as infants or young children.
This technique is already allowed in the United Kingdom. What are some of the concerns that have kept it from being allowed in the United States?
Some of the concerns are purely scientific concerns, in that people want more research done on how safe these procedures are and how effective they are in producing healthy children. There are also ethical and policy concerns, and that's why this committee was convened to discuss some of them. There were concerns about whether the modifications to these cells could be passed on to future generations, whether that's something that we should be doing, and how you would go about obtaining informed consent from the people who are not yet born, whose biological information that you're modifying. The report basically concluded that most of the ethical concerns either were not significant enough to prevent research on this, or they were similar to concerns that had already been raised and mitigated with other sorts of assisted reproductive technologies. So they recommend that the FDA move forward with approving research on this therapy.
And do you expect that the FDA will do that?
It will depend on applications from researchers. So right now, the FDA still needs to review applications from scientists who want to carry out this technique, and their decisions one way or another will impact that.
If the FDA does decide that this technique can be used for women who have these mitochondrial diseases, is it likely that later on they will allow it for other people who have difficulty getting pregnant?
The report sort of left that open. For the time being, they said, and they were very clear about this, they were only recommending it for women who had these mitochondrial diseases and had a chance of passing them on to their offspring. There are some companies who are trying to use similar therapy for allowing older women to get pregnant, but the science is still in an early stage of development on that front.
That's Ike Sweatlitz, who is a reporter and researcher with the National Health and Medicine publication STAT, our partners on health and science issues. Ike, thanks so much.
Thank you.